the 31-yard line. And they're going to say we'll continue to roll the clock, but it stops with 9.5 as he got the first down. A 19-yard run for Brendan Hamilton. And we have a timeout called by Scott Cuthrell, the third and final timeout for Cass City in this half. 6-6 tie. Cass City moves, converts on a huge 19-yard run from Brendan Hamilton.
And Brendan Hamilton, as good a run that was, I got to give him a little bit of criticism. He run a sweep around the right side. He was running down the sideline, between the sideline and the numbers, and he gets tackled inbounds. I know he doesn't necessarily know exactly where the first down is since it was so far away, but you got to get out of bounds there and preserve that last timeout. But they get the first down, 9.5 seconds left. I don't see in their playbook a chance to throw a quick pass and get out of bounds. You have no timeouts. You can't take that chance. I'm under the impression this could be the last play of the game, and you're going to see Cuthrell heave it into the end zone.
Last game of the half.
Last play of the half. Yes. This is going to be their chance to throw it into the end zone and hope one of their big-time receivers can make a play in the end zone.
So it's a first and 10 for Cass City. 9.5 seconds before the first half is over. They're at the Laker 30-yard line.
I believe we just got the word that they're going to put 12.5 seconds back on the clock.
Okay, so 3 more seconds put on. Maybe. So we have 12 minutes and 50 seconds left in this ballgame. Now 1:25.
We're getting closer.
It's there we go. All right, it's like playing higher or lower and the price is right. We got it. 6-6 tie, Cass City with a first and 10. They're out of timeouts. They're at the Laker 30-yard line trying to break this one loose before the half is over. They send Luke Stern wide to the left. Brendan Hamilton wide to the right. Nick Perry is behind Cuthrell, who's in the pistol. And it's going to be staying in the pocket. Cuthrell throwing down to the end zone. Has a receiver and a double coverage. It's picked off by Brennan Wisner. Here come the Lakers. They have lead blockers. Wisner rolling to the far sideline and tackled at the 35-yard line with time expiring. We have a flag flying after the play. And the clock is showing zeros. And we'll have to sort this one out before the half is over. So, regardless, though, we're getting to the halftime. All tied up. One touchdown apiece. 6-6 tie in the district championship. A rematch from week number 5 taking place in week number 11. Lakers and Cass City right here on the WLAW Sports Network. We'll take a break shortly here as soon as we find out how this penalty is going to affect this ball game.
It's almost got to be a penalty on the return. Some kind of hold or block in the back of some kind would be my guess.
I'm almost thinking it's a personal foul, as that it was the back judge who actually threw it from about 15 yards away, hit a Laker jersey right in the back of the numbers.
Well, what I was seeing was Nick Perry was being blocked as he still was able to make the tackle on Brennan Wisner. So I'm not sure, but
personal foul against Cass City.
Oh, okay.
Now, Dave, the half can't finish on a defensive penalty, correct?
That would be correct, and technically Cass City would have been on defense thanks to the interception. So I would say you march off the 15 yards, and Lakers is going to be able to run one play if they'd like.
The flag is at the 31-yard line, so they're going to march off 15 yards from the spot of the foul, potentially. And they're actually going to say the spot of the foul is at the 35-yard line. So they're going to get into this one in midfield, Dave.
Oh, I think so, and it could even be a couple steps into Cass City territory. Oh, right at midfield, they're going to set her down.
So they're going to say this one's going to run with 0 seconds on the clock. 6-6 tie. Lakers going to get one shot at the end zone here after Brennan Wisner intercepts the ball at the 2-yard line. Prevent D for Cass City. They have their safeties way back at the 35-yard line. Wisner in the shotgun. 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Wisner all by his lonesome in the backfield. There's the snap, staying in the pocket. Launches this one down to about the 20-yard line. It is caught by Kretschmer. He's diving down to the 5, dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Lakers! Holy cow! Brennan Wisner connects with Jake Kretschmer for the second time tonight. A 50-yard reception, and the Lakers enter halftime with at least a 6-point lead.
Wow, unbelievable. What a throw by Brennan Wisner. Jake Kretschmer is able to haul it in. It's one-on-one coverage all the way down the field. A deep safety in the middle of the field coming over late to help. But nonetheless, instead of intercepting that ball, you just got to bat it down. There's no reason to try and intercept the ball. Bat it down. You go to halftime. Instead, Kretschmer makes the tackle, and the defender, instead of making the tackle or knocking the ball down, is trying to reach up and find the football. And when he can't reach it, he's in a bad position. Kretschmer catches the ball and is able to show off what some speed he has and get to the pylon and completely change this ball game. Lakers takes the lead going into halftime.
12-6, two-point conversion. Here comes. Pitch to Preston Warren. And Cassidy swarming to the ball. Breaks free of those first two tackles. Dives close to the end zone line. No word yet from the officials.
I think he's short.
And looks like he is short. So the two-point conversion is no good. But the damage is done. And the Lakers, with no time run on the clock left, one shot at the end zone. Brennan Wisner fires up. Hits Jake Kretschmer about the 15-yard line. He runs into the end zone. Diving full fled, full body length. Dive out. And gets that ball across the line. And Lakers taking a six-point lead into the half. 12-6 right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the bird. Talk of, talk of, talk of the thumb.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors Carroll. We have preloaded 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drives left at an unbelievable deal. They all have 7-passenger seating, rear air and heat, and a large backup camera with reverse sensing, heated leather, a heated steering wheel, and an 8.4-inch radio. They were $35,685 and are now only $26,987, well over 20% off. Call me at 989-67 734171 or visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network at the half, and just as we got to halftime, we thought it was a 6-6 tie, but due to a defensive penalty after the interception against Cass City, the Lakers gets the ball at the 50-yard line, launches it down to the end zone. Jake Kretschmer picks it up, dives in the end zone, and that's how the half will actually end. Lakers 12, Cass City 6 after 24 minutes of play. Cass City had the ball for 13 minutes and 31 seconds to Lakers 10 minutes 29 seconds as that last scoring drive, technically one play, 0 seconds, 50 yards. Now we listen in to the Cass City High School Marching Band.